This began as a traffic accident on a ramp to I-95 in Delaware yesterday afternoon, but it quickly turned into an unexpected flight of the bumblebees, literally. Joining us live is Peter MacArthur. He's a news anchor at WDEL Radio in Delaware. Peter, good morning. Great having you with us. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Mike and Joan. Thanks for having me. And yeah, it's the story that Delaware and many other areas of the country talking about this morning, guys. State police say this tractor-trailer crashed just on a ramp onto northbound 95. It was carrying hundreds of beehives at the time.
The estimate of total bees out of those 460 hives is 16 to 20 million.
So that's Sergeant Paul Shavik with Delaware State Police. He says the bees ended up swarming the area. They stung the truck driver and a couple of passengers 50 to 100 times apiece. Then the other problem, this isn't cargo that falls out of a truck and lies there waiting to be cleaned up. The bees were swarming everywhere. Police couldn't even get close to the truck for over an hour. Oy. They had to go to a plan, actually, that they had in place to get these bees out of there.
We have a live bee swarm plan that we had on the shelf, and we had an opportunity to use it.
Who knew? They called in some bee collectors, and they worked with firefighters to spray down the area so that police could ultimately get at the truck that had dumped over.
Well, so are all the bees collected? Do they still hang around? Where are they now?
A couple interesting things there. They sprayed down these bees to sedate them, but then we're told by these beekeepers that were called in as part of this plan that once night falls, bees don't fly anymore. They kind of crawl.
Oh.
So at that point, they use the opportunity to go see the inventory, if you will, of what was left. Bees swarm, so by nature, most will stick together, but obviously there will be some rogues, certainly, within the mix. And one other interesting thing is it's a case of kind of finders, beekeepers, losers, weepers, because the trucking company with whom this was being transported has given the beekeepers that came to the scene at the request of state police to keep what they find in terms of the bees, and so they'll have new homes, I guess, here in Delaware.
Wow. I can't imagine being stung 50 to 100 times, as I guess the people in the truck were stung that often, that frequently. Are they okay? Were any of them allergic to the bees?
I would say this. While we don't have specific information about their conditions, we don't certainly know that they have been in any kind of critical condition or that their lives are in danger. But as you mentioned, it is an unbelievable experience, I'm sure, to have to go through that. And you have to see some of the pictures, too, just in closing, guys. Guardrails, you know, looked like they had beards on them. There were so many bees in place. It's just surreal to look at.
All right, Peter. The bumper crop of honey is in Delaware this summer.
Yes, it is.
That's right. Prices have just gone down.
Yeah. Peter, thanks so much for joining us.
You bet.